And so it is with great pleasure that I am declaring this Earth Week in the city of Albany. We have Earth Day tomorrow, and then we have Arbor Day at the end of the week, and so it seemed like we should just be celebrating spring after this long, long winter.
Mayor Kathy Sheehan laid out the city's green initiatives to be walkable, livable, and environmentally friendly.
We have to make sure that as we build out our infrastructure, we're doing it in a way that takes into account temperature changes that are happening, water levels, and the possibilities of the environment around us for rooftop gardens and for lots and lots of opportunities to just carve out beautiful, beautiful places where we can commune with nature. And we're so fortunate in the city of Albany that from Washington Park to this little park to the Hudson River, we have beautiful spaces where people can enjoy and that we're looking to develop more so that we can be not only walking in that environment, but recreating in that environment.
Sheehan says there are too many projects to highlight, directing those interested to go to albanynewyork.gov. She says the city is making plans to revitalize a park in Arbor Hill, install a rain garden in the Helderberg neighborhood, and reestablish the Livingston Avenue Bridge as an eco-friendly pedestrian crossing, linking the Albany and Rensselaer rail trails. Congressman Paul Tonko says it's important to resolve the concept of climate change.
Whether we accept that science or not, there are needs out there for children and families who are impacted by growing situations of respiratory problems with issues like asthma and what have you. And so I think whether we buy into the science of it or not, there are improvements that are required with the many, many reminders from Mother Nature that there indeed are changing forces out there.
Tonko stressed that air and water quality are at an utmost high priority. Albany Common Council member Leah Golby encourages more people to explore and enjoy Albany via bicycle.
It's a fun exercise, and it really gives you the opportunity to see the city in a slower, more peaceful way.
Common Council President Carolyn McLaughlin says from one end of Albany to another, Earth Week is for everyone.
I remember as a child riding the bridge on my bike over to Rensselaer, and to know that that's going to be, people will be able to do that again in the near future is a real sign that we are keeping our city the way that it should be, a sustainable city, a walkable city, a rideable city.
The complete Earth Week schedule and roster of activities is at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.